When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Travis Scott directs Future in a new music video. Hailey Bieber denies those pregnancy rumors. Was the 1975 supposed to be on Taylor Swift's album? And Chu has been cut from Luna, and fans want to know why. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Wednesday, November 30th. Future called on Travis Scott to direct his new video for 7:12 p.m. Future dropped his new video for 7:12 p.m. on Tuesday, and it was a team-up with Travis Scott directing. The new clip sees the rapper arriving on the scene inside a Maybach with models by his side. And when Future isn't flashing his jewels inside the club, he's draped in fur, rapping in front of a ball of fire. This isn't the first time Travis lent his creativity to Future. In September, Scott served as the creative director for the rapper's Love You Better performance on Jimmy Fallon Live. Hope you can find someone to love you better than I do. People thought Hailey Bieber was pregnant, and Mrs. Bieber is explaining exactly what's going on. After fans speculated over photos, Hailey Bieber has revealed all in an Instagram post, showing her swollen abdomen and saying, not a baby. She went into details about her health, saying, I have a cyst on my ovary the size of an apple. I don't have endometriosis or PCOS, but I've gotten an ovarian cyst a few times and it's never fun. She elaborated on how it makes her feel. It's painful and achy and makes me feel nauseous and bloated and crampy and emotional. For people that understand what she's going through, she added, we got this. Wishing the Bieber family all the best as always. Did we miss out on a Taylor Swift collab with the 1975? It seems that way. In a recent interview with K-Rock's Klein and Ally, the 1975 frontman Matt Healy revealed his band was almost featured on Taylor Swift's Billboard 200 topper, Midnights. Here's how it happened. Healy said Taylor heard some of the 1975's new album, Being Funny in a Foreign Language, which was produced by Jack Antonoff, who also produced Midnights, which Taylor dropped a few weeks after the 1975. Matt told the radio host his band had an opportunity to work on Midnights.
We actually worked a bit on that, but then the version of it never came out.
And when asked the most important question,
were you able to get tickets to her concert?
No.
See, celebs have the same struggles as the rest of us, but I'm sure Matt can pull a few strings. Chu has been removed from the girl group Luna, and K-pop fans want to know what's up. Luna's label, Blackberry Creative, announced recently that Chu has been expelled and withdrawn from the 12-person girl group. There were rumors that Chu had taken legal action against the label last year and that she was joining a new management label and starting her own agency. This caused fans to speculate that Chu's absence from Luna's world tour and their recent Japanese single Luminous was a form of retaliation by Blackberry Creative. Billboard repeatedly reached out to Blackberry Creative and were pointed to statements they've shared. They denied any retaliation in their recent statements and cited an investigation they claim found Chu was using violent language and misuse of power towards staff for grounds for her removal. Meanwhile, Chu's been making TV appearances, growing her YouTube channel, and releasing solo singles. Another report surfaced on Monday saying that 9 of the remaining 11 Luna members were taking legal action to break their contracts with Blackberry Creative. A Blackberry Creative representative told Billboard that the report is groundless. Well, looks like we'll have to watch and see what's in store for Luna and its members. That's gonna do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.